Emotion in its pure state is utterly sacred. It is a message of the awakened state. Emotions are a common way that the source comes to call us home. Reggie Ray. How can emotions call us home? Join us for this yoga class to find out how. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is Real Yoga for Real People. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that will allow you to connect with your true nature and a community of people who are committed to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. We have a testimonial for you today, but first, if you are new here, I put out a brand new 1 hour yoga video every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So thank you so much for subscribing and turning on notifications so you don't miss a single class. And be sure to press that like button if you enjoy this video and let me know what you like about it in the comments. If you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious and you're finding things a bit too much right now, or if you don't like the spoken teachings, then feel free to just press that mute button and follow along visually. That is just a perfect way to not have to deal with the spoken teachings. I have a testimonial from Jackie today from our membership community about the first class in our emotional healing series. Jackie says, "This class got my attention right off today. I made time for it and I'm so glad that I did. Thank you for these powerful teachings, Melissa. I agree with the comment I saw on YouTube about your teachings. They are the best part for me, and nowadays I wouldn't be able to go back to a purely physical class because although of course I could do it, I wouldn't find it enriching and it wouldn't support me on my spiritual path of growth. I'm looking forward to the rest of this series and I trust you when you say it's going to be transformational. I can sense it in my body already." So thank you, Jackie. That comment really touched me. I can sense the transformation and the kind of serious depth that we're going to go to in this series. And, you know, this morning putting the teachings together, I could really feel it. And I really appreciate you taking the time to leave your comments in the membership community about this. And also all of your comments. We're just behind a golf course right now and somebody yelled four. So I think we're okay. Thank you for all of you. Leave your comments on YouTube and iTunes, Instagram, Facebook, and my website. It's always great to hear about your interaction with the classes. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long purple leggings and a black bra cami. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need 2 blocks and a yoga strap. And if you don't have a yoga strap, you can use the tie from your bathrobe. We're going to start with our peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahavīryam Karvavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice together for the good of the union of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. If you haven't done the first class in the Yoga for Emotional Healing series, number 390, then be sure to go back and do that one first. The teachings are cumulative in this series, so you want to do that one and do them all in order. And then you can come back and join us for this one. We're going to start in this one in front-lying Shavasana, which somebody told me in the comments that there is another name for that, which I should have written down right when you told me. So tell me again in the comments what the name is for front-lying Shavasana. It seemed really obvious and I thought, oh, I'm going to remember that, and then I didn't. Okay, so we're going to start in front-lying Shavasana, lying on your belly. Crocodile pose, it's also called, I think. So feel into your body. Just allow yourself to arrive in your body and notice what's happening in your body. Notice your body from the inside. Feel your connection to the earth. Notice your breath. And just become aware of the emotional tone, the feeling tone of your body. Emotions are intelligent expressions of energy that can lead us to our awakened nature. That's a quote by Reggie Ray. We're going to start with just a gentle little backbend to open up your chest and to awaken your spine a little bit. So bring your hands down by the side of your body. You're going to roll your shoulders back and up. Lift your chest up off the ground, your palms face up towards the ceiling, and lengthen both legs up off the ground. And then you can lower down, roll your hips from side to side, rock your hips from side to side, release your back. Emotions in and of themselves are not a problem. They're simply an expression of awakened energy. Emotional awareness allows us to experience an emotion and go into that direct experience of the emotion. we can be immediately present with whatever emotion is experienced in a direct way. We can experience each emotion in a fresh and new way. Okay, you're going to make your body into an X now. So take your arms and legs to the corners of your mat. So relax your body completely. Relax your shoulders, relax your low back. And then you're going to lengthen your left leg off the ground. And then you're going to cross it over your body. And then come back. So you're going to release and relax down. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Rock your hips from side to side again. Relax your whole back. And then you're going to reach your right leg long. And you're going to cross your right leg over your body. And then lower down. Okay, you're gonna make your way up onto all fours. And you're going to place your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. And you're going to exhale round up through your back. And then inhale and arch through your back. Breathe out, round up through your back. And breathe in and arch through your back. So what is emotional awareness? Emotional awareness, and you know this is just something that I've called it, but being emotionally aware means being completely open and present with whatever emotion is arising within you. With emotional awareness, we are free in the experience of whatever emotion arises. We're with the straight, undiluted essence experience of the emotion. Okay, so walk to the side. We'll do cat pose to the side so you get a little side bend in your spine as well. And then the other side. And then come back center and open your knees wide, sit back on your heels, come into child's pose. If that bothers your knees, you can lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest instead. So what normally happens, instead of opening up to the straight up, undiluted essence experience of the emotion, what normally happens is that we experience an emotion and then there's some level of shutting down or turning away from the emotion. We retract from the pure, undiluted experience of the emotion and pull back from it. We do this by trying to figure it out. We try to figure out why we're feeling the emotion, where the emotion came from, how to resolve it. In short, we start to try to attach a story a storyline to the emotion. Okay, you're going to walk your hands back and you're going to come up into lunge pose. So let's start by walking your left leg through. You could actually use your blocks here if you want. And then sink down through your front left foot, come upright, reach your right arm up. And then you can release this side and we'll go ahead and do the other side. So you're going to step your right leg through. Sink down through your front right foot. And come upright and lift your left arm up. And then you can release that down. And we're going to step back into downward facing dog. You can do downward facing dog against the wall or using a table if it's too weight bearing for your upper body. You're gonna spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under. So you're gonna look at the space between your hands and then you're gonna walk your feet into your hands. And make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to take a big step back with our left foot. Keep your hips facing the front edge of your mat. Bring your arms straight up. So about a week ago, I was overcome with sadness. It was just completely consuming me. The experience of sadness was all-consuming. I could feel it in every ounce of my being. So what did I do? I pulled away from it. And I started to try to figure it out. Why am I feeling sad? Where did this feeling of sadness come from? And I started to go back through my whole day and all my interactions. And I tried to figure out who I could blame my sadness on, like I caught it, like some kind of flu bug or something. Okay, so let this posture out of your body on this side. And then you'll take a step back with your right foot. Sink down through your front left sit bone. And lift your arms up for warrior one on the other side. There's no end to trying to figure out the reason why you're having the emotion. For me, to trying to figure out the sadness. You can go back through your whole life. You can go back through your childhood. You can go back through all your past lives as well. It's an endless, endless, endless journey to trying to figure it out. And my Kindle just turned off, so I lose my next spot. This is how futile it is, actually. The futility of figuring it out. There's no end to pulling away from the intensity of the direct experience of the emotion. Sadness, like any other emotion, is simply part of being human. Okay, so let the posture out of your body. So emotions are just a play of energy, and yet we retract from them. We need to resolve them. We need to explain them. And in the case of the day that where I was experiencing that intensity of sadness, what did I do? I walked straight into the grocery store. I walked down to the chip aisle. I got a bag of big chips. And I didn't even make it past the car. I got to the car. Some days I don't even make it out the grocery store. And I ate the entire bag of chips that day. Not all in one sitting, but throughout the rest of the day, the whole bag of the chips. And then, you know, not only did I feel sad, but I also had a stomachache. So then the stomachache starts to kind of blend with the emotion of sadness, right? So then, you know, it's one way to dull the intensity. But anyway, let's come back up to the top of our mat. This time you're going to take a step back with your left leg again. And you're going to turn your hips to the long edge of your mat. Sink down through your front right sit bone. Bring your arms up and you're in warrior two. So emotions are not good or bad or indifferent. We label our emotions. We think joy. Oh, well, that's a good emotion. Or we think calmness and peace. Oh, well, I'm a yogi. Those are definitely very good emotions for a yogi to have. I should be calm and peaceful all the time. I should bring more of that into my life. I'm a yogi. I should be calm and peaceful. Yes, those are definitely good emotions. And then we think anger, fear, anxiety. No, those are definitely bad emotions. I shouldn't be having those emotions, not me. No, those are definitely not emotions that I should be having. And so then we push those emotions away. Okay, straighten both your legs. Turn both your toes to the long edge of your mat. Turn your left toe out, your right toe in. Sink down through your left sit bone. But the thing is that we are delusional in our confused thinking and constructed stories, explanations, judgments around emotions. We're distracting ourselves actually from the real experience, labeling the experience, judging, and compartmentalizing them. We're simply using our intellect to distract ourselves from our direct experience. Each emotional experience is fresh and new. With emotional awareness, we're letting go of our addiction to the thought process about emotions, and we're letting go of trying to figure it all out. Okay, so straighten your legs again. And let's turn your right toes out again and your left toes in. Sink down through your right sit bone. Bring your arms up parallel to the ground. Drop your left arm behind and your right arm back. So let's just let go into peaceful warrior here. And we'll do that on the other side. Turn your left toes out. Sink down through your left sit bone. Drop your right arm. Open your left arm up. Then turn both your toes to the long edge of your mat. Roll your pelvis over your hip bones and fold forward. When we're talking about emotional awareness, we are talking about being present to the energy of the emotional experience itself. Emotions are boundless expressions of energies. And so we exit from the emotion, the sensation, the direct experience. We attach a story to it. We wrap it up in reason and logic to reestablish our sense of self. And then what happens is the storyline makes the emotional experience small enough again so that we feel like we're in control. And then from here, we're going to come down and we're going to come onto our knees. And we're going to come down onto our knees and you're going to need your blocks. And you're going to place your blocks by your ankles. Okay, so for our back bend today, I thought we would do camel pose because for me, I don't know, this is like one of the biggest back bends. And it can be very intense, like emotions. That's why I chose it. And I'll give lots of options. And you can do whichever one's most comfortable for you along the way. But just be with the intensity of this pose. You know, do it in a way that's safe for you. But just allow yourself to open to the intensity of the pose. Because that's what we're doing with emotions too. Be with the direct experience of the pose without trying to back away from it in whatever way is accessible for you. So let's start with just placing your hands on your hips, relaxing your shoulders, tucking your tailbone under, and lifting your heart and your throat to the ceiling. And if you've got blocks behind you, you could place your hands on the blocks. I guess this is where they usually get out. They're looking right at me like, you're in my way. Sorry, can you go a little bit around? I could move, but we're in the middle of filming a yoga show here. And then you're gonna come forward and rest in Shavasana. Okay, and then we're gonna come and do cow's face pose. This is also a very intense pose for a lot of people because it gets right into the hips. I'm Maybe they were drinking the water? So we're gonna do cow's face pose, and this can also be another very intense pose for your hips. So you can place a block or a bolster underneath your hips if they're tight. We'll start with your... I'm not gonna mirror you today. I'm just, you're gonna start with your right leg on top of your left and have your strap close by. Put it over your right shoulder. You're gonna internally rotate your left arm, place it up your back, and then you're gonna bring your right arm up and over and hold on. So I thought we'd do the full expression of cow's face today so that we were opening our heart center and opening our hips as well for the full intensity of cow's face pose. Okay, and then you're going to switch sides so that your left leg is on top of your right leg. If you have any space underneath your hips, just fill it with a block or a cushion. Move your strap over to your other shoulder. This time you're going to internally rotate your right arm, bring your right arm up your back, and then you'll take your left arm up and over. And if your fingers meet in the back, great. If not, that's why you've got the strap. So strong emotions can actually open the doors of awareness for us. As Reggie Ray says, they represent a point where our awakened nature is breaking through our storyline. So actually the emotions are cutting through our discursiveness, you know, our storyline, the story that we tell ourselves about ourselves. And our limited sense of self. Every emotion then becomes an open-ended opportunity for immediate presence. You know, when those strong emotions come up, they're a chance for us. You notice they kind of break through. They ask us to stop. They ask us to come into the present moment. They ask us to experience things in a full-bodied way. So emotions are actually incredibly helpful in our journey of awakening. And then you're going to release this pose from your body in the strap. And you're going to lie on your back for Shavasana. And if you have any back issues, then you're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And you're going to stay here and rest in Shavasana while I sit up and read you a poem. So I have a poem for you while you are receiving the class, receiving the yoga postures and the teachings here. In this Yoga for Emotional series, when you listen to the poems, and it's funny because many of you commented on this last week about the way you received the poem. If you do this when you listen to poems, like the teaching said this week, let go of trying to figure them out, trying to analyze them, trying to understand them, or trying to resolve them, and open yourself to experiencing them, and specifically to how it makes you feel. So be with the poem as it unfolds. Don't worry about it, what it means. And just feel it in your body. Feel its emotional tone. And notice how your emotional body feels when you hear this poem. And this poem comes from the book Poetry of Impermanence, Mindfulness, and Joy, edited by John Brehm. And I just wanted to thank Wisdom Publications for sending it to me, because it was a book that I wanted to read this summer, and I requested a review copy, and they very kindly sent one to me. I told them that I read you guys poems at the end of class, and so they kindly sent me this book of poetry so that I could read these poems to you at the end of class. So this poem is called Calm Because I'm Unknown by Fernando Pessoa. Calm because I'm unknown, and myself because I'm calm. I want to fill my days with wanting nothing from them. For those whom wealth touches, gold irritates the skin. For those whom fame blows, life fogs over. On those for whom happiness is their sun, night will fall. But those whose hope for nothing are glad for whatever comes. Okay, so you're going to slowly wiggle your fingers and toes, roll to your right side, and make your way up to seated. We're going to sit together for a few minutes with a mudra. We're going to sit with the Dhyana mudra. It's the same one we sat with last week, with your left hand on top of the right hand and your thumbs touching. It's a mudra for increasing awareness. And since we were opening the awareness to our emotions today, I thought it would be a good one for us. We'll just close our eyes and sit with this mudra. So we'll transition to our closing mudra series with your left palm up, your right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free. May the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you're feeling as good as these geese here at the end of the show, look at their legs behind them even. Stretching out like that. Then press the thumbs up button. Let me know by pressing that like button. And if you know somebody else that would enjoy this class, then feel free to share it with them. And let me know in the comments, you know, I think like that I'm not alone in my story of the way that I retract and pull away, and that we all have our own ways of trying to pull away from emotions. So let me know in the comments how you do that. You know, do you go and buy a bag of chips? Or do you try and pin your emotion on somebody else? You know, it's not, I don't really want to share the storyline of who I was trying to pin the emotion on. But, you know, just let me know in the comments. You know, I think we're all pretty human. We all do those things. So that's that. Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for your donations, Hillary, Sonia from Australia, Diane from Nova Scotia, Donna from Saskatchewan, Gabriella from Dublin, Jenny from Switzerland, Sean from New York, Anne Marie from Australia. These weekly videos are made possible by your donations and also from our supporting members in our membership community. In this class, I spoke about opening our awareness to emotions, and next week, I invite you to open into a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. We come together each week in our live classes, and in next week in July, we're going to be coming together for a four-day retreat on July 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. And if you're watching this later, the recordings will all be there, so you can do this anytime. They're always available 24/7. We're coming together though in real time, July 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, to connect with each other and the earth. And we'd love to welcome you into our community. And if you're already a member of our community, I'll put the link to that below so that you can join us for our July retreat. And if you'd like to become a member of our community, I'll put the sign up for that as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to the geese for adding to the pleasure of this. Oh my gosh, the way they stretch their legs and their wings, it's so adorable. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.